Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Please check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, it comes on Sunday by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. I'm excited about having Elizabeth Warren on the show, ladies and gentlemen. She and Amelia Warren Tyagi, I think is how you pronounce that last name, are the co-authors of All Your Worth, The Ultimate Lifetime Money Plan. Elizabeth is a chair professor at Harvard Law School. She is, many of you have seen her on television. She's been on Dr. Phil. She's been on the Today Show. You may have seen her there. And she's here to talk to us about how to balance our money. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here.
It's good to be here.
Elizabeth, one of the things that you talk about in your book is something that I think I want to talk about first. And that is what you call the new rules about money. Now, what has changed about money this year from last year or 10 or 20 or 30 years ago?
Well, the big change has been from about 30 years ago. And that is that 30 years ago, it was really a lot harder to get in trouble with your money. You know, if you got a decent education and you got a decent job or started a nice little business, and you kind of bought what your neighbors bought and didn't do anything too crazy, you pretty much were likely to make it all the way through, not to have too much trouble. But what's happened now is that money has changed, and dealing with money has changed, so that today you got to be not just smart in dealing with your money, you got to be super smart in dealing with your money. I mean, start with home mortgages, for example. It's a good place to start. 30 years ago, you couldn't get into trouble on a home mortgage because the bank wouldn't let you. You know, you wanted to borrow money to buy a house. Man,
you had to come up with
20%.
You had to come up with 20%.
You had to come up with 20%, and then you had to sit there face-to-face with the banker and show the banker where the money was going to come from to be able to pay for it, and show that you had a reserve in case your business went downhill for a while, that you'd still be able to make those monthly mortgage payments. You know, today there are people out there knocking on your door trying to sell you mortgages for 100% of the purchase price.
More than that. There's actually, I know some mortgages that will loan you 5 or 10% of the mortgage.
Actually, they even go, if you really want to be shocking about it, they go all the way to 125%.
You know, I started to say that, and I didn't think anybody would believe me.
Well, you know, it's true.
I mean, I've heard about that number, and I almost said it, and I said, you know what, nobody will believe me.
Nobody will believe that. That's exactly right. And so the real point there is that it means you can't kind of rely on, well, you know, sensible people, sensible mortgage, it's all got to work out. You've got to be much more aggressive in thinking about your personal money yourself. And I think this goes doubly true for small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they face the special challenge of incomes that go up and go down and go up and go down. And they concentrate deeply and profoundly on their businesses. You know, I'm somebody who once had my own small business. My daughter did a startup. And I know, it's like your own baby.
You know what,
right?
It's like to make payroll on Friday, don't you?
That's right. And you know what it's like to have your own baby. You know, I say that from a mother's point of view, from a small business. But the truth is, that means that small business owners have to be more careful about their personal finances. And sometimes they ignore their personal finances and kind of throwing, you know, 110% into the small business.
That's right. It's called doing without for your business, like you do without for your children. That was a great analogy.
Right. That's exactly right. And so one of the things we try to talk about in this book we wrote, All Your Worth, is how it is that you can put together a personal spending plan that takes account of the fact that, like I said, your income goes up, your income goes down. How to deal with that on a personal level, frankly, so you're still there and you're still in one piece to keep your small business going.
Well, Elizabeth, the only problem I've got with your money, the new rules for money thing, is, but I know in your book you get into this, but I do think it's important to point out that we can't place all of the responsibility on external forces.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
In your book you talk about needs and wants, spending money for things we need and spending money for things we want, and making sure you balance the two. But the truth is part of the problem with the new rules for money is that we want a lot more today than we wanted 30 years ago. There are a lot more things to want right now.
There are a lot more things to want. And frankly, there's a lot more advertising telling us to want that stuff.
Yep, yep.
And let's face it, and our neighbors have those things. And more to the point, our children's friends have those things.
Well, that's right. And so it's bigger. It is the dynamic is much bigger than just the different rules of money.
Oh,
and
I think that's right.
That's important. And you guys point that out in your book. Talk to us about balancing our money.
Well, the real point, we tried to really go down to the foundation here. Very worried about the number of families kind of living on the edge, you know, just one little stumble away from falling over and going into bankruptcy. So we thought it was really important that you build a foundation. You know, you can't, if you see a house and it's kind of leaning and listing and creaking, you don't race into the house and say, I know, let's change the curtains. You really have to think about, gee, what's the foundation like here? So what we worked through as we were doing our research, kind of putting all this together, is, you know, all spending really just falls into three categories. You've got your must-haves, the things that, you know, the mortgage payment, the car payment, the health insurance payment, food, the things you got to have month in, month out, no matter what. Then you've got a category of your savings, what it is you're putting aside for the future. That's for your retirement, that's to get the house paid off, send the kids to college, and let's face it, to invest in your business if that's part of what you're doing. And then you've got a third category, and that's the wants. And so and that's the, you know, that's that fabulous turquoise sweater.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Elizabeth.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's all those fun things. So
and those new shoes, too. That's what other thing I was thinking of.
Those wonderful strappy sandals.
And
listen, the archery lessons, the, you know, going to the movies, going out to dinner, having the things that are just fun to do.
Don't forget that new set of golf clubs.
I was just going to say, and I'll bet we got lots of golf clubs in that one. That's exactly right. So the whole point here is to say, let's get some percentages and get those things in proper balance.
And when we come back after these messages, that's exactly what Elizabeth's going to do. She's going to help us understand what those percentages should be to help you and me get on our track to balancing our money. It's 20 after. We'll be right back with Elizabeth Warren after these messages. The book is called All You're Worth. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Elizabeth Warren is our guest. She and another lovely lady, Amelia Warren Tyagi. Am I saying her last name correctly, Elizabeth?
Tyagi. She married a young man from India.
Tyagi. Amelia Warren Tyagi. She's a really cool lady, not just because she's your co-author, though, right?
Well, that's right. She's also my daughter.
All right. I wanted to get that out. So congratulations on this partnership with your daughter. I bet it was a lot of fun.
Thank you. It has been. And she would be really insulted if I didn't also add that she also did her own startup business. I'm the academic in the family, but Amelia's an MBA. And when she got out, she did a startup business and just loved it.
Great. Good for her. Well, we'll have to get her on the show sometime and get her to tell us about that.
You will.
You tell her she's invited.
Okay, I'll tell her.
Let's get back into, we were talking about balancing your money, and you were talking about must-haves, wants, things that we want, and our savings. And you were going to give us some percentages.
Okay, so what we worked through the research here, and here's what we recommend. About 50% of your income should go to your must-haves. That's a safe percentage for most people. About 30% for your wants and about 20% for your savings. So it's a 50-30-20.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do in All Your Worth is we put together some worksheets. So you can start out, you can just work through, see where your expenses are, talk to you about different categories, where things go. And then you can get a diagnosis. And what you may discover is you may discover you're overspending on your wants. You may discover you're overspending on your must-haves, in which case we've got a lot of suggestions to how to cut back on the wants, how to cut back on the must-haves. Or you may discover you're in pretty good shape. That's okay, too.
But some people are in a position where their must-haves is more than 50% of their income.
Oh, yeah.
And so what do you do then?
Well, we talk about this. Sometimes it's a temporary problem. Someone has quit a job to go back to school. Someone has just had a new baby and said, we want to keep mama home for about a year.
Or they're living in a high cost of living area and their job just doesn't pay them enough.
No, sorry. That one is not temporary.
You're talking about temporary. That's right.
I was going to say, sometimes you're over temporarily. And we talk about things to protect yourself in that period of time.
Okay.
When you're in a high-cost area, it's not a temporary problem. And I'm going to tell you, if you persistently commit 60, 65%, 70, 75%, we've actually counseled families in this position, to must-have expenses, you are running a terrible risk financially, a risk that something will go wrong and you will find yourself head over heels in debt. So we spend a substantial amount of this book on how to bring must-haves under control. And I have to tell you, part of it is just plain old common sense. If you have to go heavy on housing, then I hate to give you the news, but it probably means you need to drive an old clunker on the car.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep a big house payment and a big car payment. We spend a lot of time in the book on how to save money in ways that you won't feel it, like reshopping the homeowner's insurance, how to reshop the car insurance. We have categories of how to cut. There's making the cuts you don't feel at all, making the cuts you feel a little bit, and making the cuts that really hurt, but are necessary if you're going to keep yourself safe and really build some wealth in the future.
Mm-hmm. What about one of the things you talk about in the book are thinking traps? Tell us what give us an example of a thinking trap.
Well, we talk about in this book how money, it's about the numbers, it's about getting it right, but there also is a psychology to money. And so, for example, many people say, they look at 50, 30, 20, and they say, well, I could never do 50. Here's where I am.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great guy we counseled on this. He was very, very precise, very combative, and he said, I can't do 50. Here are my numbers. I just can't do it. And so I said to him, when he kind of wound down a little, I said, well, right now you're at about, I think it was about 64%. I said, could you trim it to 55? And he said,
these are the must-haves.
Yeah. I said, well, I might. You know, doing all or nothing thinking, if I can't make it perfect, there's no point in my doing anything,
mm-hmm.
is one of the biggest...
It's the same old thing about, I've got such a big mountain to climb, I can't possibly do it, so I won't even try. I won't even start today and make a little progress.
And you know, one of the things about money is that you can always make it better. You can always improve at the margins. You know, if you don't make it perfect, that's okay. You can make it better. So there's one form of money.
Elizabeth, I need to stop you because we're almost out of time. One of the things you talk about in the book that I really appreciate is the fact that what you're talking about is how to help people also find happiness.
Yeah.
And folks, I encourage you to check it out. It's called All Your Worth, The Ultimate Lifetime Money Plan by Elizabeth Warren and Amelia Warren Tayagi.
Mm-hmm.
I may not have pronounced it correctly. Elizabeth, will you come back another day?
I would be delighted.
And also invite Amelia. We'd like to have her back, have her on the show too. Thank you for being here.
Sure,
you want to give us a website? You got one?
Yes, we got our son to build us a website.
All right, what is it?
AllYourWorth.net.
AllYourWorth.net. All right. Thank you, Elizabeth. We'll see you next time. Elizabeth Warren, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Sam Norwood. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.